Who are some in-house options to replace the production lost by Broncos running back Javonte Williams as he is set to miss time with his injury? We take a look at Melvin Gordon, Mike Boone, Divine Ozigbo. Could he provide some divine intervention for the Broncos offense? And if not, we take a look at the open market. Who could the Broncos poach off of practice squads or sign in free agency at the running back position? You get that and much more on today's brand new bonus episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country for tuning in and making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or whether you watch us on YouTube. We appreciate you so much. From the South Stands to the end zone, I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos reporter for Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, as always, Sarah Bettinger, expert, predominantlyorange.com. The Broncos will need to look at some in-house and potential out-of-house, out-of-market options to replace the production of running back Javonte Williams. As we knew in Sunday's loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, he suffered what is believed a serious injury. How does the Broncos offense roll without a guy like Javonte? Sarah, I think first off, we have to take a look in-house, and that includes Melvin Gordon, who many Broncos fans are very displeased with, and I imagine a lot of the comments we'll get on social media is that he should not be on the team. But the reality of the situation is, with the injury to Javonte Williams, the Broncos may need to rely on Melvin Gordon more than ever, but there is a trust factor here that is lacking with Broncos country.
There really is. I mean, for anybody that's ever seen Remember the Titans, you remember Petey, he had a big fumbling problem, right? And the coaching staff had to put him on defense to get him right, but he ended up coming up with a big fumble recovery, and they had to rely on him. I feel like, Cody, Broncos country, we gotta rally around Melvin Gordon quickly, because we have no other option at this point. I mean, it's a quick turnaround to Thursday night against the Indianapolis Colts. It is going to be Melvin Gordon, in my opinion, that's going to come out there as the running back one. Now, maybe will we be surprised by that and maybe see somebody else out there like Melvin Gordon? Does Divine Ozigbo get called up like you mentioned? I think all options are on the table. But to me, the most likely option, Cody, is going to be the Broncos saying, all right, look, we know that Melvin Gordon has, like you mentioned in our post-game episode, dating back to the Kansas City game last year, five fumbles in his last five games. That's not the pace that you want to be on. So are they going to actually go out there and trust him, or are they going to have to put somebody else into the mix? It's going to be fascinating to see.
This will be one of the biggest keys so far this week, is seeing where the Broncos are at here with Melvin Gordon. And I think that's really the big thing for Broncos fans. While he's going to get all the vitriol and all the hatred, you know, the hate-filled replies, Broncos country, I mean, he's on the roster. You have to hope that he can step up. I mean, at this point, yeah. I mean, if Broncos fans were in charge, they would release Melvin Gordon. But here's the reality of the situation. He is still a Denver Bronco. And with Javonte's injury, that means that he will have to step up, which means that he will have to protect the football as hard as it may be for Broncos country to believe that he can. So there is that trust factor like we talked about. But let's go to Mike Boone, another in-house option here for the Broncos. He got a majority of the second half carries for the Broncos, and he ran the ball hard, and we saw him run the ball hard in the preseason. But Sarah, I think there's a limitation here in pass protection. He's obviously not a guy that we feel like can step up and be a solid pass protecting running back that Russell Wilson and this Broncos offense needs. And in Sunday's loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, he had a couple of drops that were head scratching, makes you want to pull out your eyes in a sense for the Broncos. So can he be a reliable option for the Broncos in the passing game, in pass protection, or whether it be as a receiver on third down? Sarah, I think that question is really up in the air at this point in time.
It really is. And Broncos are going to need Mike Boone to come out and actually do some stuff for him. They're going to need him to show that consistency. Like we saw in the preseason, it felt like every time Mike Boone touched the ball, that great things were going to happen, right? I mean, he was arguably the star of the preseason for the Broncos offense. And we just haven't quite seen that so far in the regular season. And I think that, yes, there's been a couple of good plays here and there, but we need more consistency on third down. Remember early in the game against the Raiders, Russell Wilson was sacked. Mike Boone was right there, supposed to be in pass protection, and didn't block any, and it didn't end up blocking anybody. So it's one of those things where we really tend to trust Melvin Gordon a little bit more in that regard. I remember a specific pass block rep that he had against the San Francisco 49ers, Cody, when Russell Wilson was in the Broncos' own end zone, and Melvin Gordon came in and knocked somebody's block off as a pass protector. So not trying to say that atones for the fumbling. You got to be able to trust a running back to carry the ball. But at the same time, you do trust Melvin Gordon more with those other responsibilities in the offense. So it's kind of that catch 22 right there. You want the upside of Mike Boone, and you need to see him cash in on the opportunities that he gets, but you tend to trust Melvin Gordon a little bit more in terms of the all-around back responsibilities that he's going to be asked to take on.
And that's the huge thing for the Broncos this week, and I think that's a great point. I mean, Broncos country has no other option at this point, especially on a short week. There's nobody that the Broncos can bring in off the street this week that can pick up the offense, that can learn the responsibilities just like that. So you know what? It is going to fall on Melvin Gordon. It is going to fall on Mike Boone. But could we see a practice squad running back called up as well to the active roster this week? Could they get some divine intervention on the offensive side of the ball, Sarah, with Divine Ozigbo, a player that the Broncos brought onto the practice squad during training camp, and in that third and final preseason game, he showcased that he has a chance to make a spot on the roster at some point. He's a sizable running back, durable with some size. He also saw a lot of volume as a pass-catching running back in that final preseason game for the Broncos a little bit earlier on before the regular season began. Could he be a little bit of an interesting wild card, come out of nowhere story? I mean, the Broncos have had several throughout their careers, guys like CJ Anderson. Could Divine Ozigbo be the next guy potentially?
Well, I think so, because you brought him onto the practice squad for this very reason, right? And you brought him on also because there's upside there in terms of special teams ability. So he can do those different things for you in terms of playing in that phase of the game, even if he's not getting carries. Because we've seen, I mean, it's not like the Broncos are trying to go for like this three-headed monster approach in their running back committee, but things change when a guy like Javonte Williams gets injured. Now, all of a sudden, you have the luxury, so to speak, of going with the hot hand and not just saying, okay, we have Javonte and we have Melvin, and if there's any other carries left over, Mike Boone can have some. Now it's, we have Melvin Gordon who's struggling, we have Mike Boone who's unproven, and we have Divine Ozigbo who could be this intriguing wild card. So that's kind of where, to me, Cody, things get really interesting in terms of what could the workload be for all these guys. I think the Broncos should work to get all three of them touches against the Indianapolis Colts to kind of see, hey, maybe Ozigbo's got something. Maybe he can be kind of that, you know, lightning in a bottle that they kind of need to catch right now, especially with the injury to Javonte Williams potentially being serious. If you can catch lightning in a bottle with somebody, how many times did we see that with the Denver Broncos and the zone blocking scheme back in the day with guys like Selvin Young and Andre Hall and Lance Ball and different players like that that just seemingly popped up out of nowhere? Maybe Divine Ozigbo could be that guy for the Broncos in 2022.
We'll see what the Broncos' plan is this week at the running back position as we await further word on the prognosis of Javonte Williams' knee, but he is expected to miss time. We talked about in-house options, but who are some out-of-house, out-of-Denver, out-of-market options the Broncos could look at to poaching off of a practice squad or signing as a free agent? We'll take a look at that dynamic coming up here in just a moment on this bonus episode of Lockdown Broncos. But before we do that, let me tell you about Prize Picks, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. And with Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports done right. And with the Prize Picks app, you choose 2 to 5 players that you're focused on heading into the week. And these players will have a projection set by Prize Picks, and you simply choose whether or not they'll have more or less than their Prize Picks projection, which could allow you to win 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. And our good friends over there at Built Bar. And if you have not tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are depriving yourself of one of life's greatest greatest joys. And guess what? That's a new flavor, and it is indulgent cookie dough covered in chocolate. That's right. Built Bar has done it again with the brand new cookie dough chunk puff. They have a light and chewy texture. They're real cookie dough chunks. And of course, they are covered in 100% real chocolate. And they give you all the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Each bar contains 160 calories and 15 grams of whopping protein for there. So go check it out at built.com to snag a box for you and the family. It'll be a perfect treat, or you can really find a good hiding spot for it, and you can just hoard them and consume them for yourself. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your order today. Once again, promo code LOCKEDON15 gets you 15% off your order at built.com. All right, sir, continue on today's bonus episode, Lockdown Broncos. Take a look at the state of the running back position after Javonte Williams' injury. Just want to say thank you so much, Broncos country, for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day, we appreciate you so much. Looking at the outside market here for this Broncos football team, we already touched on it in the previous segment here. It's unlikely that the Broncos can bring somebody in right away off the street and put them into the lineup and expect them to pick up the offense, which has been deemed complex. It's very complex. Heck, the Broncos are still trying to figure it out themselves 4 weeks into the season. So something has to give here. And Sarah, I think the easy thing to look at is how could some familiarity help with this Denver Broncos football team, people who've played in a similar scheme, things like that. Let's take a look right now here at Tevin Coleman. He's on the San Francisco 49ers practice squad right now. And as you've mentioned, Broncos tight end coach Jake Moreland has some familiarity. Coleman also knows his own blocking scheme and his time playing in these offenses. And also when he was in Atlanta, Justin Outen, a Broncos offensive coordinator, was an assistant in 2017 alongside Jake Moreland. So, I mean, do the Broncos maybe look at poaching off of the Kyle Shanahan practice squad with a guy like Tevin Coleman, who we know can catch out of the backfield, is a flashy runner? Pass protection is a little bit of a question, though.
Yeah, and not to mention, though, he's also got some playoff experience with that Atlanta Falcons team. So definitely some positives there from a guy like Tevin Coleman, like you mentioned, some coaching connections and obviously ties to that zone blocking scheme. And speaking of ties, you got somebody out there like Alex Collins, who's a free agent. And of course, like with all of these guys that are still free agents, there's reasons they're free agents that could be injury related. You know, most of these guys we're talking about, Cody, you have to poach them off somebody else's practice squad because of the rules right now in the NFL that allow you to keep up to six veteran players on the practice squad. It's very, very slim pickings out there in terms of free agent running backs, because most teams, if they want one of these guys, they're hoarding them on the practice squad right now. And that includes Tevin Coleman, who I figured, he was a free agent, right? No, he's with the San Francisco 49ers practice squad. The same is true of a guy that a lot of people want to poach, Cody. My Twitter feed is absolutely full of people suggesting this potential move. And you know what's coming. I see the hand, you know, the face and the palm coming together here. It's Philip Lindsay, the former undrafted free agent superstar for the Denver Broncos. Every Broncos fan on my Twitter timeline, Cody, that I have seen today, I mean, I've probably seen this 40 times at least or 50 times. They want the Broncos to let go of Melvin Gordon and they want to sign Philip Lindsay to the active roster, which at this point, people need to know that's not possible. The Broncos cannot, by NFL rules, because Philip Lindsay plays for the Indianapolis Colts, or he's on their practice squad, rather, because he's on the Indianapolis Colts practice squad, they would have had to have signed him 6 days before the matchup against the Colts. Obviously, as we record this on Sunday, Cody, the Broncos are merely 4 days out from playing Indianapolis. They cannot sign Philip Lindsay before this game.
Well, you know, that might be an option after the Broncos play the Indianapolis Colts. They'll have some nice resting time in between that game leading up to a Monday Night Football showdown with Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. In just 2.5 weeks' time here, we'll have you covered on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. But kind of speaking about the Los Angeles Chargers, there is a running back that they have on the roster, Larry Roundtree, sizable running back, maybe has the capability of stepping in here. At this point, I mean, the Broncos' options are very minimal, Sarah, as you mentioned. Kind of 4 weeks into the season, it's tough to grab anybody at this point in time. Are the Broncos better suited staying in-house and maybe bringing in one guy and bringing that guy up to speed? Or, you know, what do you think that they should do in this situation?
I think they should, Cody, look to Divine Ozigbo, bring him up off the practice squad, and I wouldn't hate if they went and poached a back that they really loved the preseason tape of off of somebody else's practice squad. Look, you came into this season potentially thinking about Demarie Crockett. Remember that name, Demarie Crockett, who, I mean, he was looking good for the Broncos in terms of training camp and the things that he did last season on special teams. There was potential at the very least that they could keep four running backs on the active roster. So I would say if Javonte Williams has to go to injured reserve, I would say call up Divine Ozigbo, and I would say go after the best guy that you scouted from another team and bring him onto your active roster, whether that's, you know, somebody that we've already mentioned. Maybe it's a Tyler Goodson, my beloved Iowa Hawkeyes, who stink at playing offense largely because Tyler Goodson is no longer there. He was tearing it up for the Green Bay Packers in the preseason. Obviously, there'd be some carryover from the scheme there. And Iowa, really, they run, I hate to even say this because they're offense is so bad, but they do run a translatable NFL scheme in terms of the zone blocking and all those different things. So Tyler Goodson could be a great fit for the Denver Broncos if they liked his upside. And then I would go out, Cody, and I would go out and try to get a veteran, like, you know, somebody out there that's willing to sign on to your practice squad, maybe a Devontae Freeman, who also played on that Falcons team with Tevin Coleman once upon a time, maybe a David Johnson. Again, see if you can catch lightning in a bottle, but you got to find, there's not one right way to do this, right? Replacing a player like Javonte Williams could take a village. The Broncos have to figure out the best way to possibly do that.
It doesn't help that the Broncos offense has already struggled through 4 weeks to find consistency. Losing a key playmaker for an unknown amount of time, we'll find out a little bit more when Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett meets with the media on Monday leading up into Thursday's kickoff. We'll find out the status there, but obviously a lot of challenges ahead for this Broncos football team. Not a lot of time to have to go back and correct these mistakes. They have to find a fix, and they have to find it fast. Can they do it? That is the million-dollar question. In Broncos country, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. This was a bonus episode that dropped after the post-game report to have you covered on the running back situation for Denver. As we said, we'll get more clarity from Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett. Tomorrow's episode of the show, we'll find out, we'll react to the injury news and the prognosis of Javonte Williams' MRI alongside Randy Gregory and some of the key storylines going into Thursday night's matchup with the Indianapolis Colts here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast.